Allahu Akbar.
With Syria's civil war rocking the Damascus suburbs, Secretary Kerry's schedule in Europe and the Middle East includes meetings with opponents of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
He's characterizing this first trip more broadly as a listening tour, but I think he'll look forward to hearing from the Syrian opposition coalition what more they think we can do, and also to hear from counterparts who are deeply involved in supporting the opposition.
Those European counterparts are extending their arms embargo while providing more non-lethal support for civilians. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
It will allow us now to supply a greater range of equipment to help to protect civilian life in Syria. It will also enable us to give assistance and advice that we've been restricted in giving before.
Secretary Kerry is no stranger to Syria. He recalled during his confirmation hearing how President Assad once asked for his help.
He wanted to try to find some way to reach out to the West and see if there was some kind of an accommodation. History caught up to us. That never happened. And it's now moot because he has made a set of judgments that are inexcusable.
Longtime Assad ally Russia is now pushing for talks with the opposition. Kerry is scheduled to meet in Berlin with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who says the priority in Syria is dialogue.
Сейчас, как я понимаю, ситуация меняется.
The situation is changing, and it is very important that the readiness of the Syrian opposition for dialogue is met by a confirmation from the government that they are also ready.
Подтверждением правительства о том, что и они готовы к диалогу.
Cato Institute analyst Malu Innocent says Russia's apparent shift is bad news for President Assad.
They've sort of recognized that the rebel movements might emerge victorious at the end of this. I think that's a stunning about-face from the Russians.
Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood says the pace of the war shows President Assad can no longer keep Syria together.
It is such a delicate balance. It's a bouillabaisse of nationalities, which was always the trump card of Assad and the Alawites, that they were the one seemingly honest at the time, now dishonest broker, who could keep the stew from boiling over.
Secretary Kerry will meet with foreign ministers in London, Paris, Berlin, Riyadh, Ankara, Cairo, Abu Dhabi, and Doha, as well as with Syrian opposition leaders in Rome. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the State Department.